It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. And it's time once again for our Weekend Arts Planner with WNYC's culture and arts editor, Steve Smith. But Steve, unfortunately, it's mid-August, so, you know, nothing's happening in New York City. Maybe we should just call this one off this week?
I beg to differ, David.
Of course. There's never a break in the city's arts calendar. So for those of us who are not away on summer vacation, what should we check out this week?
Well, you know, an evening out at the theater is almost always a welcome opportunity, but every once in a while, it can be something more. You can have an experience that really sort of gets beyond just entertainment and really kind of gets under your skin in a profound way. And that's the way I felt about The Nosebleed, which is running right now in the intimate Claire Tau Theater, produced by Lincoln Center Theater. Now, The Nosebleed was written by Aya Ogawa, who's a Brooklyn-based playwright, director, performer, and translator. The play was produced previously at the Japan Society, and it's gotten some pretty impressive reviews in its various stagings. The idea starts out simple. Ogawa comes on stage and addresses the audience directly, talking about the subject of failure. And specifically, we work up to her own failure to provide a proper memorial for a father with whom she had a challenging relationship. Let's hear just a little bit.
Who here loves their father? Who here hates their father? I hated my father. I barely had a relationship with him. To him, being a father meant paying for all of my expenses until I graduated from college.
Now, as you can kind of tell, there's a lot of give and take here with the audience. A number of people are asking direct questions, and you are expected to respond in some way. Four more actors come to the stage, each revealing some small, possibly trivial failure that happened to them recently. So it kind of makes it clear to the audience that everybody makes mistakes. The actors then mostly play Ogawa for the rest of the evening, while Ogawa sticks around to play her youngest son and eventually her father. Failure is a key theme throughout. Identity and obligation are also major threads, and what The Nosebleed ultimately suggests is that it's never too late to find your peace, as Ogawa does on stage with her cast and with selected audience members. The conclusion of this thing is filled with profundity and just delirious beauty. The show is running through August 28th, and I'm actually thinking about going again before it's gone.
Wow, this is happening at the Claire Tau Theater?
That's right, at Lincoln Center Theater.
Okay, and Steve, do you also have some music for us today?
Absolutely. Something very, very special and being heard in New York City and in the U.S. for the first time ever. Coming up on Friday, August 19th, trumpeter, composer, and bandleader Arturo O'Farrell and his Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra are presenting a major U.S. premiere. This is something called the Cuban Caligi Project, and it's the U.S. premiere of a project that was originally commissioned by the Art Center at NYU in Abu Dhabi. And it makes sense to present this at the Little Island, the man-made arts and recreational facility that juts out into the Hudson River at Pier 55, because the project explores the Arab, Moorish, and North African roots of Afro-Latin and Afro-Cuban music, and the music of seafaring people around the Arabian Gulf.
Right, well, the syncopation getting my attention right away, Steve.
Absolutely. The project is being presented here by Little Island in conjunction with the Afro-Latin Jazz Alliance. This is an organization that O'Farrell founded, which is involved with performing and educating and presenting music of all of the Americas. And to vividly illuminate ties between African and Afro-Cuban and Arabic musical traditions, O'Farrell and his 18-piece orchestra are welcoming some pretty heavyweight guests. You're going to hear from the Kuwaiti percussion ensemble Boom Diwan. You're going to hear British Bahraini trumpeter Yaz Ahmed, Moroccan vocalist Malika Zara, who is pretty well known here in New York City, and the Emirati oud master Ali Obaid. Performances are happening August 19th, 20th and 21st at 8 p.m., and tickets are on sale now at littleisland.org.
And there's a lot of percussionists on stage, right? But it's amazing listening to this group that it sounds like one musician.
It truly does. It truly does. It's a brilliant orchestra, and the way that they've integrated the various strands of music from other traditions. I mean, it really, syncopation, as you said before, is definitely a key word for this presentation.
All right. For more information about everything we talked about today, just go to WNYC.org. Steve Smith, WNYC's culture and arts editor. Can we hear some more music from the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra to wrap up?
Absolutely. You bet, David. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Steve.